The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
If Ireland were to create its own Hollywood-style Walk of Fame, who do you think should be included on it? Well, Bella Finn, our reporter, has been asking people that very question.
Cillian Murphy.
Absolutely.
Who else?
Me.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Is it a tough one?
An athlete or something, or a musician?
Musician.
I have to go Niall Horan. He's too good.
Niall Horan?
Is James Arthur Irish?
Is he?
Hosier, very good.
Hosier,
and
yeah.
What's the other
oh,
band?
Oh, yeah.
The other band?
Backstreet Boys.
Wildlife.
No, Westlife.
Westlife. Westlife. That's
Mrs. Brown.
The guy from Saltburn.
Saoirse Ronan, isn't she Irish?
Yeah.
The guy from Saltburn.
Barry Keoghan.
Yeah. Aren't the zombies from...
Cranberries, yeah.
The Cranberries, yeah. The I always get them mixed up.
Niall!
Is he the only Irish one in the band?
Yeah. Niall Horan, Dermot Kennedy.
Cillian Murphy, Barry Keoghan, and Bono.
Dave Taylor.
Me. Who would you put out? Maybe your man Cillian.
Maybe him.
Maybe your man Barry. You could have the likes of Westlife. You could have the Boys on Boys back together.
The Boys on,
go old
yeah.
school. I suppose if it's anywhere, there's beautiful spots for Ireland. Like, you can go anywhere. Like, do the Bray to Greystones walk. It's fab.
All right, lots of great suggestions there. People speaking to Bella Finn, Niall Horan, Bono, Cillian Murphy, Backstreet Boys. That was my favourite one. I'm so shocked, says one listener, no one is mentioning women. Sinead O'Connor, Saoirse Ronan, even Countess Markovic. Katie Taylor, I think, was mentioned by somebody who Bella spoke to. Anyway, the reason we talk about this is because Meath County Councillor Mike Bray from Fordstown in the county has suggested that just such a Walk of Fame be created here, and he is with me now. Mike, you're welcome to the show. So tell me, what's your vision?
Hi, Kieran. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, no, the background context of this, Kieran, is there are only 13 Irish people on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And of those 13, five of them are from my own county here in County Meath. I suppose the most recently well-known of them is Pierce Brosnan, our very own 007, who is from Navan in County Meath and was a star of Mrs. Doubtfire and many other films as well. Maureen O'Hara was her stage name. Her name was actually Maureen Fitzsimons, and her father was from Kells in County Meath as well, and she was a huge star of the middle part of the last century as well. But for my own village of Fordstown here, there's a fascinating story that not many people know much about. There was three brothers left the village in 1896, Tom, Matt and Owen Moore, and went on to live in Ohio with their family, and all three of them went on to become stars of Hollywood, all three of stars in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And went on to star in over 600 films between the three of them in the silent movie era of 1910s, 20s and into the...
Well, Mike, are you talking about setting up a Meath Walk of Fame, John, just for Meath people?
Well, yeah, my motion was in context that Meath County Council established a Walk of Fame to commemorate the Meath stars on Hollywood's Walk of Fame and, I suppose, other celebrated people from the performing and creative arts, yeah. So that was the background.
But you've mentioned a few there. I mean, you could stick Hector and Tommy on it and all that, but you might start running out. You'd have to start putting kind of the McEntees and Trevor Giles and stuff on it to make up the rest of the footpath. Would you not widen it out to the rest of the country?
You could. Well, absolutely. Other counties could, of course, go that route as well. I was just looking at it from, I suppose, I'm a councillor of Meath, so I was looking at it from my point of view in terms of commemorating. Like, Meath's in a unique position to have five of the 13 Hollywood people, Irish people on the Hollywood Walk of Fame from our county is quite unique. So I thought it was a way to acknowledge and commemorate their work and success and to kind of have a historical record of their achievements and success. Because like the Moore brothers, that story has been lost in time in many ways as well. So apart from a small plaque in my own village here, there's no actual recognition or remembrance of their success. Back in the early part of the Hollywood era, here on, yeah.
And how do you imagine it looking? You mentioned the plaque. You know, you do see kind of the blue plaque thing. You know, you see it in bigger cities. It's maybe more of a thing in the UK than it is here. There's kind of been abortive attempts to get it rolled out on a wider basis here. Or would you just go with the actual Hollywood style thing? So stars on the ground.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I would suggest a couple of locations, like maybe some of the main towns like Navan or Trim. We have the Salsas Arts Centre in Navan, which is close to actually where Pierce Brosnan was reared, and there's a pedestrian area around that could still hit that as well. But it's with the... I was intentionally vague in my motion in terms of naming a specific location, so that's with the Commemorations Committee and Meath County Council at the moment, and they're going to flesh it out more so on that as well. So basically, yeah, that would be a replica of the stars in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And then I think it'd be, if you were to also do replica stars close to the homesteads off the Mead-based people as well. As you said, like, it's become like, it's surprising amount of people that aren't on it when I looked into this further as well. Like, people in your Vox Pop mentioned the likes of Barry Keoghan and Cillian Murphy and them. They're actually donut stars in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. But I imagine with their success over recent times, they'll certainly be acknowledged on Hollywood Boulevard in the not a distant future as well. And yeah, I think we should be celebrating and remember them as well, Ciarán.
Yeah, listen, lots of suggestions coming in for Dancing with the Stars contestants from some people. Brenda Fricker says somebody else deserving. Dervla Murphy has to be a contender. How she isn't part of the school curriculum is ridiculous, says Jamie. That's the cyclist, isn't it, Dervla? Yes. Phew. Thanks, man. I gotta got that right. There used to be a Walk of Fame in Dingle. I remember seeing Charlie Haughey and Dolly Parton on it, says somebody else.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciarán Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.